I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, what are you most proud of today? For BET host Keith Boykin, that's being Black and gay. More voices for Independence Day. But first, best-selling author, poet, filmmaker, civil rights activist, wise elder, sister friend. Do any of those terms really capture Maya Angelou? Her remarkable life transcends category. Her latest book is A Song Flung Up to Heaven. It's the final volume of her memoirs. She's joining us today for a special Wisdom Watch about what it means to be an American. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Angelou, you host a radio show, among the many other things you do, on XM's Oprah and Friends Radio. On your show, you host a series of conversations called To Be an American. What gave you the idea to do that?
Years ago, I was on a plane reading a Newsweek, and there were just comments at one column in the magazine. I read, quote, the people in Texas are sure they're the real Americans. Until you talk to the people in Montana, the big sky, no, they're the real Americans. Don't even ask New Yorkers. They know who they are. They're the true Americans. Californians are certain and would like to argue if you have to. And the people in Georgia know, no, here, this is the real America. I read the whole column and I thought, I've often thought that. And I looked at the bottom of the column and it said Maya Angelou. So I had also said it somewhere. Well, it is true. The third generation Arab or Muslim, not necessarily Arab, but Muslim living here, is sure that she is the American. Now, this is a real American. The African American, I've even been told that not only are African Americans the real Americans, but because of the hundreds of years we worked without remuneration as slaves to build a country, but also that we're the only true people who ever practiced Christianity. I thought, wait a minute, did we also invent the hot dog and popcorn and the wheel? But the person who told me that, who is a religious, said that while other people have tried to be loving, we have tried, whether we wanted to or not, to forgive. And that is very interesting. I found that of more than passing interest.
What have you learned in these conversations, or what has intrigued you about these conversations when people reflect on what it means to be an American?
What intrigues me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm intrigued by the varying ways people have of describing themselves and describing Americans. Some say, I'm an American because, and they may have the different reasons as different from each other as the times of day or the temperatures in the week. One will say, because I am free to worship without legal intrusion. And another will say, I'm an American because I'm free to vote. And this may come from somebody who doesn't vote regularly. Another says, I'm free, and for varying reasons, I can enjoy the whole country without having to have visas and passports. I can go from Miami, Florida, or from the Keys to Seattle, Washington, without a passport.
I never thought of that. That's
you know,
I never thought of that.
I never thought of it until the people, as they have revealed themselves to me and to themselves, have gotten more and more pictures of what an American is.
What about you? Do you remember developing a consciousness of being an American, what
yes.
that meant?
Yes, I remember two really important times. I was about 13, I guess graduating from junior high school, in the South, in a segregated school in Arkansas. And in assembly, at which we had every day in my school, but at the graduation, we all stood and sang, Lift Every Voice. Oh, first we sang, Oh, say, can you see? And we then, without thinking about it, and probably standing on the same foot, we sang, lift every voice and sing, till earth and heaven ring. And when those two, at that moment, during that ceremony, I thought about the different songs, that one was an American national anthem, and one was an African-American national anthem. And it was called at that time the Negro National Anthem. And it had been written by James Weldon Johnson and his brother, James Rosamond Johnson. And I was 13. I thought about it then. And then later, I had gone to Europe with Porgy and Bess. And by this time, I was about 23, 24. And I was on my way back home, and I realized that I couldn't wait to get back to the United States. And I had never thought that I loved the country. I hadn't thought about that. I was an American. I took it for granted.
Did it surprise you that you felt
yes,
that way?
Yes, I did. I was very surprised. I've been angry, and I've protested, and I've acted against certain practices which deny me my rights, or me, and I don't mean me, Maya, but me, any person who is denied her or his rights. But on the other hand, I'm proud of what we mean to be and what we can be if we just take more responsibility for ourselves.
You've traveled around the world, as you mentioned, and you've seen many governments, many peoples, many ways that people organize themselves and treat each other. Is there something about those travels
yes.
that you call
yes.
upon when you think about this country?
Well, you know, it is said that travel broadens one, and it is very true. It would be a good thing for many people to go abroad, go to Europe, to Asia, to Africa, and see how people live. And I think it makes you more appreciative of the American Constitution when you see countries which have no constitution and people are unable to put the country's feet to the fire figuratively because there's nothing to make them see the light, to see that the founding fathers said all men are created equal.
Does it surprise some people when you point that out, that you have a love of country, you at least love the potential and the desire to live up to its best self? Does it ever surprise anyone that you feel that way?
Oh, yes, but that's their affair. I've thought about it, and I honestly feel that way. So I want it to be a better country, and I have worked at it. And I still work at it. And as long as I live, I should be pressing us to be better, better human beings, better citizens, better husbands and wives and sisters and brothers, better neighbors, just generally better. We have the potential. We can do it.
It strikes me. Oh, sorry.
I also think that if I was going to be born a woman, I would insist, I would pray to God, let me be born in the United States.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Why so?
Well, I have a better chance of finding parity, finding fair play. And if I don't have it, I can fight for it.
It strikes me that relationship to country is like other relationships that we have. You know, sometimes we are in love with our country. Sometimes we're very angry at it.
Yes.
But sometimes as people of color, particularly, we build up scar tissue from the hurts that our country has visited upon us. Do you ever find it hard to celebrate your country with all of the scar tissue that
well,
sometimes builds up?
Well, I can't celebrate it in the same ways that maybe some European Americans or white Americans can. But I can celebrate it in my way. If you have a moment, look at the speech Frederick Douglass gave in Boston in the 1840s on Independence Day. And he asked, how can I join you in this glorious celebration for independence when my people are still enslaved in the South, while the slave catchers can come and try to find any unguarded African American and pick him or her up and sell her again, no matter what papers she has to show she's free. So I understood Mr. Douglas, and I agreed, and I read it about every 4 or 5 years and weep with his insight and love him for his intelligence and courage. However, this is not still the case. So I propose that to be independent, one has got to see the whole picture. And I don't mean just the present picture, but see the past and try to see it without, it's impossible, but try to see it without prejudice. Try to see it so you can bring your entire intellect onto it, to weigh it. And then you have to see why my people, our people, who hadn't the right to move one inch from where they, some slave owner said they could move, those people wrote two incredible songs, thousands, but two. One which said, if the Lord wants somebody, here am I, send me. And that was amazing. But I guess just as amazing is the same people said, look where we've all come from. I mean, even in slavery, moving out of darkness, walking toward the light. Look.
Dr. Angela, finally, how will you celebrate Independence Day?
Well, I will celebrate it on Saturday, Friday and Saturday, with my family and friends, my great-grands, and we will eat a lot of chicken and some hot dogs, and we'll sing some songs. We'll probably sing some spirituals and some 1950s sentimental African-American songs, romance, love songs, and blues. And we may dance, I'm sure, if we have enough of the kind and generous victuals and
Some libations.
And some libations, some generous libations, copious. Yes.
That sounds lovely.
Thank you very much. I hope I've answered your question.
You certainly have. It has been a delight. Thank you
it's
so much for
pleasure.
Speaking with
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Maya Angelou is a critically acclaimed poet, actress, and screenwriter. She holds a lifetime appointment as Reynolds Professor of American Studies at Wake Forest University. She is also host of the Maya Angelou Show on XM's Oprah and Friends Radio.